I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike, and you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Sean?
Today we are going to talk about one of my favorite things about hiking. today I would like to talk about trail mix. It is one of my absolute favorite parts of hiking, as we have talked about in the past. And so I thought maybe we could talk about, I know it's kind of a lot to have like a whole episode dedicated to trail mix, but like there's a lot of different ways to do trail mix. So I thought maybe we could talk about like what are some of the options. Turns out you don't just have to go to the store to buy it. You can make your own.
Well, because, I mean, personally, I don't like a lot of the store-bought trail mixes because I don't like raisins or dried apricots or anything like that, like cranberries or whatever the crap they put in them, the little fruit thing. So I don't really like all of that because, as we mentioned before, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy, and I don't eat a lot of fruits or veggies. So I don't like a lot of the prepackaged trail mix, but I don't want to take just a packet of peanuts or just a packet of almonds or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So I like some sweets and things like that. So I had found a trail mix that was perfect. It had peanuts, cashews, almonds, all sorts of stuff. It had sunflower seeds. It had little mini peanut butter cups. It had all sorts of stuff. So you had your sweet, you had your savory, you had your salt, you had protein, you had all this stuff. But because those little peanut butter cups is just bare chocolate, no coating on it, it just got real melty and turned into like a candy bar in a plastic bag that really was hard to eat.
Yeah.
And your hands got covered with chocolate.
And your hands got covered in chocolate. Now, in all fairness, it was delicious.
It was still delicious. It was still delicious. Just a mess and kind of a pain. So I stopped buying that and I started making my own.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So I think the majority of what we are going to talk about today, I want to talk mainly about like the make it your own stuff. But before we get away from the store-bought stuff, like, I am probably going to shit on store-bought trail mix quite a bit in this episode, but I do want to have a disclaimer up front that I do like store-bought trail mix. Like, you can buy the individual packages of it, which are great for portion control. You know, it is or can be cheaper to buy the store-bought stuff because, like, you don't have to buy so much of stuff. Like, you can buy just what you're going to need for that trip. And there's like a ton of varieties for the store-bought stuff. So if you don't like raisins, for example, well, get one with craisins in it or get one with dried apricots in it or whatever. Or if you don't like sunflower seeds, they make one with pumpkin seeds or they make one with just peanuts or whatever. So I think the bulk of this conversation today is going to be like about homemade stuff. But there is a place for store-bought stuff in this conversation, too. Like, if you have a store-bought kind that you like, get that. Like, if that's what works for you, get that. It's easier. Right. It's convenient. It can be cheaper. By all means, do that. If that's what works for you.
If that's what you like,
But there are so many ways to make your own and to make it so much better and to make it like exactly what you want. That's the part that excites me because like you can really make whatever you want out of trail mix. And it's like you could live off trail mix out in the backcountry. I know I could anyway. Like I could eat at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah. I love trail mix.
Salty. It's just, it's delicious. There's times where like, Sean, will be sitting at camp and you're like, I don't know if I could eat the rest of this meal. Like, cause every MRE ready to eat dry, you know, dehydrated meal is a 2-serving meal, which I don't understand. Cause it's not like in the backcountry you're sharing.
Right.
But, you feel like you have to eat the whole damn thing, because where are you going to toss it?
Yeah. So then you'll be, like, stuffed beyond belief. Right. And then so 2 minutes later, I'm digging into my trail mix.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I don't know if I can finish it, blah, blah, I'm so full. And then he finishes it and starts putting it away and everything. And then he's 2 minutes later, he's digging into his trail mix. I'm like, what the hell happened?
And like, literally 2 minutes later. I don't know what it is. You know what it is? It's the salty. Like, that is what, like, I love salt. Like, probably to an unhealthy level, I love salt. And that's what so the trail mix that I make, or you make and share with me, is, like, the right amount of salty for me. It's, and it, like, hits that.
Salt is almost the main ingredient of that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that realistically, that is what I like about it. But, like, you make a great mix. Like, the stuff that you put in there from trial and error over the last few years, like, it is a good mix. Like, it's got, I guess before we tell everybody exactly what's in your secret recipe, let's go. Yep. I want to go through, like, so these are the categories. I made categories for what, like, I think every good trail mix has, right? So I'm going to run through the categories real quick. So every good trail mix, in my opinion, is going to have what I have called nuts and seeds. So both either, you know, some sort of nut, seed, either or, both, whatever.
I have those labeled as energy boosters.
Oh, see. Okay. Well, so our lists are going to be a little bit different. But so we'll make it work. Okay. So you got your nuts and seeds. You've got, for Sean, I want a dried fruit in there. So I've got that as a one.
Yep.
Then I want something sweet. Okay. Then I want something, I don't know if it's savory, I don't know if it's salty, I don't know what the right word is to use for this category, but like that, like salty, textury, you know, like that component. And then depending on whether you need it or not, this is like a sometimes like optional one, some sort of like grain in there.
Okay. Yep.
Just kind of for like some bulk and some like extra bits to it. And that is one that we don't always do, but like I do like that when it's in there.
From my research, I hadn't even thought of adding some of that stuff, but from researching this and looking that some people do put that in, I'm like, well, that's not a bad idea.
Well, like the one store-bought one that I have that I really like, it has, I think you just call them granola clusters. I don't know how they make a cluster out of the granola. I don't know what it is that binds it all together, but like, so the one mix that I buy from the store has those in it, but like I've had trail mix that other people have made that has like Cheerios in it, or, you know, like little bits of, like cereal cluster type things in it. So like that's, I get when I say like whatever that category is, that's the type of stuff
that can help keep the cost down too. Cause cereal's relatively inexpensive.
Well, I don't know the last time you bought cereal, but no, sir, that is not true. Okay.
Well, you can get the knockoff brand.
You can get the knockoff brand, right, because it's going in trail mix. It don't need to be named brand. But, like, or even, like, you know, another one that's really good in there is, like, a Honey Nut Cheerio. Because then you get, like, that's sweet and green.
When you mentioned Cheerios, I was like, I would go for a Honey Nut Cheerio in there. Yep, for sure.
But so, like, those are my main categories. So, like, when I'm talking nuts or seeds, right, like, you've got your love me some almonds, right? Like that's an option to throw a few almonds in there. The mix you make, you put cashews in there once in a while. I don't think you do every time, but you do once in a while throw cashews
in
there.
I do every time that I can find them at a decent price, because cashews are an expensive nut.
Yeah.
But when I can find them at a reasonable price, I will put them in there because cashews are my favorite.
But like, realistically, just like some salted peanuts in there, or some honey roasted peanuts, like you know, some sort of peanut. Peanuts are freaking cheap usually. Yeah. So, I mean, throw some of those in there. I've also had trail mix that has walnuts in it before, which is like a nice surprise once in a while. But then like in the same category, if we're getting more to the seed things, you got your sunflower seeds. You've got my personal favorite, a pumpkin seed.
I know you love your pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds.
I like them out of the shell, but you like the shell at all.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Prefer it with the shell. I mean, realistically, that's where all the salt gets held on, is in the shell.
same with sunflower seeds. I get that, but I eat the, I guess you could probably do that with pumpkin seed. Just unshuck it, in your mouth like you do a sunflower seed.
You know, I don't even know. I've literally never tried. Don't even know how that would work. I mean, clearly, if you could buy, like, shelled pumpkin seeds, clearly there must be a way to get it out of the shell.
Right.
I always thought the entire thing, when I hear your pumpkin seeds, I think of it in the shell. I thought that was all one thing. I didn't realize that there was, like, I didn't realize it was two pieces.
The exoskeleton of the...
Yeah.
of the seed.
Yeah, right. Didn't realize that that was a thing. Like, and I'll be honest with you, my favorite type of pumpkin seeds, and I don't love saying the name. I feel like the name is maybe a little bit problematic, but like the best, right. If you listener have never had Indian brand salted pumpkin seeds, they're in like a red packet.
I thought it was Indian head or
Indian is the brand. The logo is like a Indian with like full headdress on.
Native American, yeah.
Native American, yes. I mean, the name is Indian. I know, it is, you know, First Nations.
I'll have to look into that because I do wonder if they keep that name, if it is indigenous, that's the creators of it. If it's not just a...
I don't know. I
would like to look into that.
Like, as a white guy, I feel weird saying that name.
Yeah.
But they are my favorite pumpkin seeds, so I continue to buy them. Because they're so salty and so good. So, like, throw some of them in the mix. Nothing compares. Truly. Like, we would get them as kids. It's a little bit nostalgic for me to buy them, but really, there's just, like, I have never had a pumpkin seed that's nearly as good as those.
The last batch that I made that had pumpkin seeds in it were, unfortunately, just Meyer brand out-of-the-shell pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, I mean, still good.
Still good.
And way better, in my opinion, way better than... sunflower seed. Way better than a sunflower seed.
Sunflower seeds are my jam.
Yeah, I don't love them.
I would just take a bag of sunflower seeds. I prefer sunflower seeds in the shell like you. I don't eat the shell. I shuck them, you know, it's just like baseball players. You spit them out and all that stuff. But problematic out on the trail because sunflower seeds aren't naturally found out in the woods usually.
Exactly. I mean, that gets into a whole other thing.
So I don't like to spit the shells out on the ground where potentially some animal that's not used to that in their digestive tract wreaking havoc on a population.
Leave no trace, pack in, pack out, like that whole thing. I mean, we could talk for hours about that, but
right.
I think we did have an entire episode about it, so we probably did talk for hours about it, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. For my money, sunflower seeds, like, one of the most overrated things. I just don't get it. I know they're everywhere and people love them. I don't get it. It's not my jam.
Well, we had a friend that used to make them, and they were delicious, too. Like, every Halloween when they were carving pumpkins, doing whatever, she would save everybody's seeds and make
I've
her
thought
own.
About it. I have certainly thought. I mean, it seems like a lot of work, let's be honest. But I've thought about doing it because, delicious. So those are the things in that category that you can choose from.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go on to this one. You're probably not going to have a lot to say about because you've already said you don't like dried fruit, but like your dried fruit, tons of options these days. You can get raisins. You can get craisins. You can get dried apricots. You can get,
what is a craisin? You've mentioned that twice now. I don't even know what a craisin is.
It's a cranberry that's so
dried.
It's a dried cranberry.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like a raisin, but it's cranberry.
Gotcha. Okay. Because dried cranberries is on my list.
Realistically, craisins might be trademarked. I mean, that might be owned by Dole or something. I don't know that. I mean, it could be. I just, in my head, they're craisins.
Right.
But yes, dried cranberries is probably the generic term for it. You got your banana chips. You've got dried apples you can throw in there if you wanted to. Like, really, any fruit that you want to dehydrate or buy dehydrated, throw it in there.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Absolutely.
Great way to get, a little bit of sugars back into you. You get a little bit of that sweetness from, fruits, typically pretty sweet, and then you dehydrate it, makes it sweet.
Yep.
Lots of options. The more the merrier. You make a whole fruit salad into your trail mix. All good options. And so then from there you get into your your sweet, and this is where Mike and I both have strong opinions on the sweet stuff. So you're basically looking for something chocolate, right? Like when we say sweet, realistically we're talking chocolate.
Yep.
here's the problem with chocolate. It melts.
Yep.
Pretty easily.
Yep.
Turns out, like, way easier than you would want it to.
Yeah, I mean, if it's out of the sun, but it's still in your pack, and your pack's heating up because you're sweating and causing all this body heat to go through it, your chocolate's melting.
Yeah.
It's it. It's just going to melt.
I mean, so the tried and true candy-coated chocolates.
Yep. M&Ms, without mentioning name brand. Yep.
It's M&Ms, but candy-coated chocolates for the generic.
If they want to send us some candies, then
by all means, yes. I mean, realistically, that's great for a trail mix because the candy coating don't melt as easy as the chocolate does. Yep. So I agree it's not the best chocolate to put in there, but like convenience,
it gets
wise,
the job done. Yeah.
It's, you know, there's a reason that that's the popular one to have in there.
Right, right. It would. I didn't the last time, but I've thought about putting in the dark chocolate ones. At least it's a little bit better chocolate.
I know, it's a little bit better chocolate. And does dark chocolate have a different melting point than regular chocolate? I wonder. Because I think that white chocolate melts at a lower temperature than milk chocolate. And I almost wonder if dark chocolate... I don't know.
That is something to look into.
I'm kind of talking out of my ass here because I don't actually know the answer to that. But like, I wonder what the melting point of that is. Like, that might be a good option to fix some of that problem.
Yeah. Well, and my research did say that like dark chocolate offers more antioxidants than like a milk chocolate or anything like that. It's healthier.
I've heard that. I'm not really entirely sure what an antioxidant does.
It defies oxidants.
Right. Like, don't you want a lot of oxygen when you're on the trail?
I guess I don't know, but...
right. I know. Everybody says dark chocolate is better for you than milk chocolate. I guess I take people's word for it because I don't really know how to know.
I think the milk chocolate has more sugar. Like, it's more... It's
more sugar and less chocolate?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Because cacao, again, not a doctor. I haven't researched chocolate or anything like that. But from my understanding and just you and me talking, I believe cacao, which is the main ingredient in chocolate, is actually a pretty healthy thing to consume.
Okay.
I think.
You know what else you can get that just popped into my head that might be good in trail mix? I'm not sure if it would or if it wouldn't, but I'm pretty sure you can get chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Yes, espresso beans especially are amazing.
I halfway wonder if that wouldn't be delicious in a trail mix.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be.
Okay, we'll put that on the list as like an optional, optional one. Now, the other thing that I have had in trail mix that you probably won't like, Mike, but that I really like is related to chocolate, even though it's not chocolate in any way. You can get yogurt covered fruit, so like yogurt covered raisins or yogurt covered dried cranberries or like some of that sort of stuff. Yep. Also gives you like a sweet yumminess to it that I could see the time and a place for that.
Yeah, and that the yogurt doesn't melt, right?
I mean, I am sure that it does. I don't know.
Just don't know at what point.
I mean, because it's shelf stable, right? So, I mean, it can be sitting out on a shelf and not melt. But, like, you know, if it got up to 90 degrees, would it melt? I guess I'm not entirely sure.
Right, okay.
But that's another option. Like, if you're not a chocolate person, but you still want a sweet component, that might be an option to do, instead. Or if you like coconut, you could throw some coconut stuff in there. Because, like, coconut's super sweet, right? I know a lot of people are very mixed on whether they do or do not like coconut. So, you know, clearly a personal preference thing.
Yeah, but like, I'm a no.
Yeah, see, I love I'm coconut. I would eat coconut on damn near everything. But then moving on from that category, you've got what I'm going to call our salty options, right? So those are going to be like your crackers or pretzel bites. Or I have never actually seen this, but it kept coming up in all the different, like, when you got to, like, weird trail mix stuff that I was looking into today. People put popcorn in their trail mix, which I don't know how I feel about that.
could see that because you're realistically sealing it in a little baggie, so it's not going to get too stale on you. And I mean, I love popcorn, so a little bit of staleness in popcorn isn't going to stop me from eating it.
Well,
I don't know how I feel about that either.
And I got to think about popcorn. Like, okay, so even if you don't do regular popcorn, they do make like caramel corn or cheesy popcorn or whatever that you could throw in there. And it's like, okay, I might be into that.
Now, the caveat on the caramel corn is when it heats up, it's going to get melty and sticky. Well,
so I know. So that's the thing. I mean, the cheesy one wouldn't, though. Like, the cheesy one should be good to go. And I love me some cheesy popcorn.
Then I'm going to want to lick my fingers with the cheesy mess, and I've been in the backcountry not washing my hands.
Okay, but what if you hand sanitized before you started eating it?
Okay.
Would that make a difference? Which I should do anyway. Or hear me out, dump it right out of the bag into your mouth, and then you don't got to lick your fingers.
There you go.
I mean, because I'm going to get into, like, I have a whole different, like, once we get done talking about the ingredients, I got different ways that you can carry it with you.
Like, a good Chicago blend of popcorn, that is my jam. So, oh,
Chicago blend popcorn is the best blend. Fight me about it. I mean,
I mean, maybe we just start taking that.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it, I'll be honest with you. In addition to trail mix. Not in lieu of trail mix.
Right.
Yes.
Have options of snacks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it. Okay. Write that down. That's going on the camping list next year. But yeah, I mean, or you could throw like other things, like I've had trail mix before. And this gets borderline like Chex Mixy, but like people throw like oyster crackers and stuff in their trail mix. Like you can get like
crackers or stuff like that.
So
yeah.
Like, I mean, those little things, throw a little, you know, you're going to throw a giant saltine in there, but you know, you get little crackers or something in there.
Right. Little soup crackers or whatever.
Yeah, little soup crackers. Not so bad. Yep. And then like the optional one that I mentioned is like your, you know, we kind of talked about it already. It's like your cereal pieces, your granola clusters, your oats, anything like that. But like even, you know, Chex cereal, like it works good in Chex mix. It would work good in trail mix. You know, it depends on what you want. So anyway, take all those different options
and blend them together.
Mix them together.
Yep.
Trail mix, baby.
Yep. Well, so another thing that I read is an optional thing is some people will, and I don't, but some people will add like spices like cinnamon or cayenne pepper or sea salt, something like that, just to add a little bit of different flavor to it.
So I read that too, and I was trying to think whether or not I had ever actually had anything like that before. And I do think once upon a time, a couple of years ago for one of our trips, I got like a, I think it was marketed as like a breakfast trail mix, and it was a little bit cinnamony. And it, so it was more of like your fruits. I think it might've had like some yogurt covered fruit in there, but then it had like those granola clusters in it. Mm-hmm. Probably a couple other things too, but like it really wasn't heavy on the nuts and it really wasn't heavy on the salty, but I'm pretty sure it had some cinnamon flavor mixed in with it.
See, in my opinion, that would cut down on the salt. So,
right. And I know. You can take multiple, you know, you can have a morning and an afternoon and an evening version. Nobody's saying you can't take multiple kinds. Trail mix is for everybody, friend. And you can have it for every meal of the day. It will sustain you while you're on the trail. It is like the best part about hiking.
It really is. You just sit and enjoy it. You know, you take a break, you grab your trail mix. You get to camp, you grab your trail mix. You sit around the fire, you grab your trail mix.
And here's the thing. Now,
it's your comfort food.
As not a nutritionist, I can tell you, it's also good for you. I mean,
it is.
It is good for you. I mean, it's got your proteins. It's going to get you some of that salt back in your body. Like, let's be honest. We've talked about how much you sweat while you're out hiking, generally speaking. You need some of that salty put back into you. You need some of that sugars put back into you. You need some of that protein put back in you. What is trail mix?
You need some of the calories.
You need some of the calories. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Trail mix has it all, friend. You get all of it with your trail mix. So it is like a superfood. It's like a superfood.
It is.
Putting it in the category of superfood. But no, it's got proteins, it's got fats, it's got carbohydrates, it's got sugar, it's got, it's what your body craves. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's got all the things.
It really does hit like every spot. It really does. It's weird. It's delicious, but it hits every damn spot.
It hits every spot. So I put together a list of a couple of different like suggested mixes mm-hmm. that you could make. So just to run okay. through some of them with the listener, you've got your classic trail mix. And so that's going to be like almonds, peanuts, raisins, chocolate pieces, and pretzels. And I say chocolate pieces because traditionally I think it's your M&Ms, but really as long as it's a piece of chocolate.
Or whatever they're candy-coated
chocolates, yeah. whatever they are, yeah. You've also got a tropical mix that you can do, which this is one that I, full disclosure, bought some of this at a store and now make my own because I don't want to pay for it at the store because this is kind of a pricier one, but it's called a tropical trail mix. So that one's got going to have your cashews. It's going to have dried mango. It's going to have dried pineapple chunks in it. It's going to have macadamia nuts, which are a tropical nut. And it's going to have coconut flakes in there. That one is freaking delicious. Let me just tell you, it is expensive, but that one is delicious.
You lost me after cashews.
Well, and that's very fruit heavy too.
I mean,
you're not so much into the fruit heavy, but like, you know, I have said before, when you're out there, sometimes you're eating these dehydrated meals all the time, right? And like your body just starts craving something that's not just like a rehydrated, dehydrated meal. And I understand that this fruit is dehydrated also, but like it almost feels like there's some moisture or freshness to that. Like even though it's a dried, dehydrated fruit, it feels like there's some freshness to it.
Well, it's a different texture and it's a different dehydrated.
It is a different dehydrated. So like it takes it you're still going to be sick of your dehydrated, rehydrated food. Don't get me wrong, but like it gives you some of that fruit, you know, get some freshness back in your life. Or the other one that I really like, is they call it the sweet and salty mix. It's got your salted peanuts, a yogurt covered raisin, some mini chocolate covered pretzels. Love those.
Now that sounds good.
I also read some brands will also include popcorn in that mix. I've never personally seen that. Like today is literally the first time I have ever heard of popcorn being in trail mix. Maybe it's a regional thing, or maybe it's a country, you know, differences in country thing. I don't really know. Where we're at here in the Midwest, I have never seen popcorn in trail mix.
Not to name drop, but I do remember, and this is a store-bought thing, and it has a lot of bare chocolate pieces because it is Reese's brand, but I do remember there being a Reese's mix that was peanut butter cups, Reese's drizzled pretzels, Reese's drizzled popcorn. Like, it was a mix of just Reese's stuff with different textures, and it was amazing.
Are you working for Reese's now? Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm just trying to get free stuff.
But oh, yes, by all means, Reese's. If you would like to send us a sample of your mixture to try out on the trail, twist my arm. I am sure I could be convinced to try it out on the trail. I mean, realistically, I mean, as delicious as that sounds, it also sounds like it's going to melt the minute the temperature gets warm.
Well, even just eating it at your house and everything, room temperature, that drizzle and everything gets with when you pick it up in your hands. It's definitely not a melt in your mouth, not in your hands type of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the other mix that I wanted to share, like just as a recipe sample for people is like, I know a lot, like the keto diet's a big thing, right? They do make like keto mm-hmm. trail mix. So that's going to be almonds, walnuts, sunflower seeds, coconut flakes, and then like a pinch of sea salt in there to get you like the salty, but mm-hmm. without the things that, you know, a keto diet won't let you have.
Right.
Like, you know, the nuts and the carbs and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. So that's an option too. But realistically, I mean, those are just a couple of samples of things you can make. take any or all the things that we've said and mix it all together, I'm guessing it's going to be delicious.
I'm sure. I mean, aside from the fruit. Yeah.
I'm saying including the fruit. You are saying aside from the fruit. I'm saying including the fruit.
Okay.
Now, here's something that Mike does for us that I think is a great idea. And really, he started doing this after our first trip when we took 5 pounds of trail mix, maybe 5 pounds a piece, because we thought we were going to be starving to death.
Right.
Mike now portions everything out into like miniature sized Ziploc baggies.
Yeah, they're the portion control snack Ziploc baggies. They're like a mini sandwich bag or half they're a sandwich like a half bag. Sandwich type bag. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You have started doing that. I think that is a great idea. It does keep you from eating like handfuls and handfuls and handfuls all at one time. So,
well, I started doing that because some of the pockets that I like to keep it in my pack will only fit that much anyway. So that's the main reason. It just fits in your pack better.
It does fit in your pack better. I also find that it keeps me from eating handfuls and handfuls and handfuls.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, it's a twofer, right? So it fits in your pack better and it keeps you from
overindulging. Well, because the first trip we took, we mentioned before, I think we both took 2 1-gallon baggies. Mm-hmm. Of it, and we barely got through half of 1 gallon bag. So that's, I started portioning it a little bit smaller. And now that I read through some recommendations on portions and things like that. And now I feel like we are starting to portion it the right way. But
yeah, I mean, standing here today, I still think like, yeah, I don't think 2 little miniature sandwich baggies. It's going to be enough for a 4-day trip. It typically is.
Yeah.
But yeah, standing here right now, I'm like, there's no way that's enough.
Well, I feel like just sitting at the, like we take a 5-minute break, I feel like I'm going to go through one of those sandwich baggies things on a 5-minute break. You're really not, but yeah, I feel like I'm going to.
Right.
Sitting here right now.
Now, here's the other thing that I do want to say about trail mix. So, like, we've talked about the, you know, the chocolate melting and it melting all your stuff together, which is a thing. Turns out it still tastes the same. So, as long as it firms back up.
Right.
You know, if it's 90 degrees during the day, but it gets down to 70 at night and you can wait until it cools back off and recongeals, not a big deal. But there are ways to take trail mix and make trail mix bars out of them. Like, if you don't want the messiness of having, like, loose trail mix, there's ways to do that. I think I'm not exactly sure how to do it. I know people that have done it. That makes it sound like I'm making that up. But I really do know people that have made these. My understanding is you use some sort of honey or nut butter or somehow, and like, I don't know if you bake it. I don't know exactly how you do it, but there is a way to mix that with like a nut butter or together. Something where it makes, not only does it stick together, but it makes like an actual bar out of it. Like,
I'd be interested in looking into that.
Think of like a Nature Valley type bar or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's a way to make a bar out of it. So that you don't just have like loose stuff.
Right.
I'm not sure whether I need that. I mean, right. I'm perfectly fine just grabbing a few pieces and chucking them in my mouth.
Although having the nutrition of honey or something like that in there too wouldn't be the worst thing.
Well, and the sweetness.
I know you're not a honey.
But I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna go out of my way to have honey, but like I had honey on my dinner tonight, so like, you know.
Yeah. So I'd look into that because I love honey, so I would maybe look into that.
Yeah, but so anyway, so there's a way to do it, is I guess what I'm trying to get to, mm-hmm. is like, mm-hmm. if you want more of a bar, you like all the stuff in trail mix, but you want more of a bar to eat versus having like loose stuff, there is a way to do it. I am sure a quick Google search will tell you how to do it. Absolutely. Or they make pre-made stuff at the store. You can go get a pre-made at the store, you know what I mean?
Get your protein bars or your nut bars or whatever they are. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. So, but yeah, I mean, just the big thing have fun with it. Have, you know, get what you like. And if we, and if you want something that we haven't listed, turns out you can still call it Trail Mix. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want a different type of nut you want in there, or you want a different type of cereal in there, or you want, you know what? One of my favorite parts of Chex Mix is those little, I don't even know what they're called. Like, are they rye chips, or I don't know even what they are. They're like a brown chip thing that's in Chex Mix. I bet you could toss that into a trail mix, you know, and it'd still be delicious. And like you were saying, try some seasonings. Throw some garlic powder in there, or some seasoned salt, or some, if you like cinnamon, throw some cinnamon in there. Whatever your seasoning of choice is, throw some of that in there. Spice it up a little bit. You want, you know what you could do? This one, I saw this one, and you could do this. Throw some ranch seasoning in there. Mix it up. Toss it around.
I know it's a very anti-Midwestern thing to say, but I don't like ranch
seasoning. That is a very non-Midwestern thing to say. But yeah, throw some ranch seasoning powder in there. Shake it up in the little baggie. You got ranch seasoned trail mix. The other thing you can do, if you want a bunch of protein, is you can throw chickpeas in there. So you can like roast chickpeas to make them like crunchy. They almost turn into like almost kind of like a crouton type thing. Throw some seasoning on them, put them in the oven, bake them till they're crunchy, throw that into your trail mix. That's a great way to get a bunch of protein too. You know,
I feel like we're turning into the great outdoors baking show or something. Like,
man, I'm telling you what, if somebody would pay me to do nothing but make trail mix all day long, I feel like that would be the dream job. I love trail mix. I know I sound way too excited about it.
Gold Plant Cars or whatever brand make the different trail mix.
Right. But I'm telling you, like, it is, I have said before, I think it was on like one of our first episodes, you were making fun of me for it because of taking 5 gallons of trail mix on our first trip. But like, I never put two and two together that trail mix was called trail mix because you're supposed to eat it out on the trail. Like, I never put two and two together until we started hiking. And we're,
because it replenishes you out on the trail.
Yeah. For sure. Totally makes sense. I don't know why it never like clicked in my head that's why it was called trail mix, but it totally makes sense. And it really is a great snack for out on the trail because it has everything. This mix has everything.
I mean, the stuff I make doesn't have everything, but it has enough to get me by. So,
you know what? But it does though. Like, so it might not be heavy on the fruit, but you get your sweetness from the chocolate. You know, like, so it, and it's got the different textures in it. It's like the stuff you make. Yep. It's not all just like all crunchy stuff, right? You get you put your peanut butter cups or your, you know, candy coated chocolate pieces or whatever in there. And like, you do get a different texture with all that. And that realistically, that's what you want when you're out there, is you want a little texture variation, some salty, some sweet. So yeah, is your mix like perfect for everybody? No, probably not, but it's damn good.
It works for me, and apparently it works for you. So
it gets me jazzed.
I really
up.
Like it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't have anything other than if you wanted to talk about what I put in ours, we can do that.
Yeah. Tell people what you put in yours. I mean, that's like the Sean and Mike version of trail mix. What's in the Sean and Mike trail mix version?
So I start with some salted peanuts. I might do dry roasted next time because I also do salted cashews. So I'm heavy on the nuts because I also do some almonds.
Do you like me some nuts?
Yep. So I do those. And I just buy, if it's a pound or however much it is, just the store-bought baggie of each. It's not a full can or tin of each. It's just a baggie of them. I go for some seeds. I do pumpkin seeds for Sean and sunflower seeds for me. I haven't done any granola or cereal, but as we've been talking, I've been thinking, so the next mix might be a little bit different.
you know what kind of cereal I think would be good in there too? Not to interrupt your recipe, but Frosted Mini Wheats.
See, I was thinking Frosted Mini Wheats might not be bad, but I was, because we were talking about the Cheerios thing. They make Frosted Cheerios, and they also make Honey Nut Cheerios. I was thinking about mixing some of those in there.
I do like me a Honey Nut Cheerio.
Mini Wheats, mini wheats to me might be a little too stringy without milk and everything. Like, it might just be a little.
I don't think so, because I used to buy boxes of mini wheats and just snack on them.
Just eat them. Okay.
Yeah.
I might try it. We could try some.
Okay.
That, because I would add some sweet too with that frosting on it. I do throw in some M&Ms, just regular M&Ms. I might try the dark chocolates, but I also throw in Reese's Pieces for the peanut butter.
There it is.
In there. So to get away from the, I don't do peanut butter cups to get away from the melting and all that. So it's a candy coated peanut butter. I also do. I was doing pretzel sticks, but I found that they would sometimes poke through the baggies.
Yes, they would.
So, I don't remember the brand, but I think most brands now make them, but they make peanut butter balls.
Yep.
So they're little, tiny little bite-sized little peanut butter balls.
Not peanut butter balls, pretzel balls.
Or pretzel balls, sorry, yes. But pretzel balls, and I buy the regular salted, and then I also throw in a bag of buttered pretzel balls.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yep. So I do that. And then that is pretty much it. I throw it in a giant mixing bowl and stir like crazy and make the mix. And then I portion it out. And I actually, from our last trip, I still have some in that mixing bowl that I snack on from time to time.
I don't know why you haven't shared that with me.
I probably could.
But yeah, I mean, you know, realistically, have fun with it. Make whatever you want. Put whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if your trail mix is made up of entirely stuff that we haven't even mentioned here today, if there's stuff that you put in there and you still call it trail mix, by all means, let us know. You can let us know in a multitude of ways. You can email us on our email, which is seanmikehike@gmail.com. You could reach out to us on all of our socials, which is at Sean Mike Hike on pretty much everything. Or you can reach us right through our website, which is seanmikehike.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you're listening to this podcast. Do you have anything else to go over before we sign off, Mike?
No, go take a hike and take some trail mix with you.
Yeah, go take a hike, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
See ya.